This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Always lovely. High noon in the District of Columbia. Shout out to the folks hanging out in the YouTube chat or watching us on Monumental Sports Network.
Yeah, I'm talking about my head. I'm talking about how many snaps I got on the back of my hat.
How many is it?
There you go, Bama's.
Two, three?
No, there's four of them buttoned up, but three left.
Joining us now via the Rude guest hotline, Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate. What up, Nate Dogg? How you doing?
Beamit, you have a normal-sized head. Don't let the haters get to
you. Oh, I'm not worried about that, dog.
Him and Dave Butts traded helmets.
I just had to prove to him, you know.
Yeah, your head is completely normal.
Dave hit me with, I might probably need an extender.
No, I have that many. No. How many do you have? About the same?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. These heads totally normal. Nate, we've been kicking around a little bit this morning after Stafford's performance last night. Seems like Drake May is going to win this MVP award. Where do you stand on the Drake May, Matt Stafford, who should be the MVP?
Yeah, it's kind of wild, right? But I think it has to be Drake May. The only argument you can make against Drake May is strength of schedule, and the Patriots have, what, one win against a team over 500? But that's not Drake May's fault. You play who's across from you on the field, and he has shown up and balled out in every single game this year. And then Stafford last night, you know, he kind of throws up a dud. So it's hard to say Drake May's not the MVP. It's kind of bizarre. I didn't see it coming. You know, we knew Drake May was good. I didn't know he was this good. And I think it's well-deserved. You know, I think you can look around the league and, you know, at the running back position, I think Jonathan Taylor was the early favorite when he was just putting up a ton of yards and touchdowns. But the Colts, you know, just imploded, and they have a grandfather playing quarterback. Derrick Henry quietly just putting up an unreal season in Baltimore. But, you know, the Patriots are, you know, in first place and, you know, are poised to make a run. And then you have Myles Garrett, who should set the sack record, but he plays in Cleveland. So it's kind of just like,
it's kind of like a default. Like, so we got to give it to somebody, and nobody has necessarily like ran away with it. You know what I mean?
But the thing is, Drake May hasn't done anything not to deserve it. You know, it's just like, I agree with you. It's by default sounds like he doesn't deserve it, which I think isn't fair to him, but you're not wrong either. It's like every other good player plays on the worst team in the league. So yeah, congrats to Drake May. I think it's kind of a no-brainer at this point. You know, just 4,200 yards, 30 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, first in QBR. You know, good for Drake May.
Well, I also think it was kind of Stafford's to lose. Like, if you go back a month ago, 6 weeks ago, I imagine Stafford was kind of maybe not a heavy favorite, but definitely a favorite, at least in the
May
eyes.
May was still the favorite,
Throwing three picks last night from Stafford, I think, hurts. Them losing two in a row, them losing that game in Seattle. It's hard to ignore, though, just how much more productive Stafford's been in the red zone and the touchdown throws. I don't have a lot of opinion. Like, if it goes to Drake, I think I understand it. Certainly, he's had a great season. I wonder how many voters will go to Stafford as, like, a career appreciation vote, because he probably won't get a chance to win another one. I mean, hell, who knows? Maybe wins one next year. But he is going to be 38 in February and maybe got cloned this offseason to fix his back troubles or whatever.
Wait, his dog got cloned, right?
Yeah.
I feel bad for the running backs. I feel bad for Jonathan Taylor and Derrick Henry. You know, 18 touchdowns and 1,600 yards for Jonathan Taylor, 16 touchdowns and 1,500 yards for Derrick Henry with a game remaining. You know, they've put up incredible seasons, and it's basically a quarterback award, and yeah. Drake May, I think, has been the most consistently good quarterback this season. So
they're not going to give it to a running back, man. They just need to make that thing. They should make a quarterback mm-hmm. award and another position award.
So
the other position would never get the favorite, never get the
benefit of the doubt. Right.
Well, dude, to further that point, I mean, Christian McCaffrey's had an incredible season, and especially with all the injuries the Niners have had, he's been the one steady hand. They've mm-hmm. made this Offensive Player of the Year award now, but that almost always goes to receivers. I think Chase won it last year. If you look at the favorites this year, it's Jackson Smith and Jigba is a significant favorite, even though McCaffrey, I mean, with all the ups and downs the Niners have had, McCaffrey, I don't believe, has missed a game, and he's been excellent throughout. He's not talked about either.
Yeah, he has 2,000 total yards, and he's third in the league in carries. They're just pounding the rock with him, and he's the leading receiver, obviously. McCaffrey, another great running back who isn't going to win the award this
year. Think about that. 2,000 total yards from scrimmage, 17 touchdowns on a team that could be the one seed, and he's not even in the conversation.
Yeah.
That's just how
it's always been. I mean, like, we put so much – we help it out. The league, first of all, look at the quarterback, and then the media, we promote the quarterback more than anybody out there. And I just think when you look at some of these teams, it's easy when you don't have a lot of people getting doubled. Christian McCaffrey is the one that they're trying to worry about. And when you look at Brock Purdy, he's throwing the guys one-on-one for most times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the last non-quarterback winner, you got to go back almost 15 years. That was Adrian Peterson in 2012, where mm-hmm. I think he went for 2,000. Prior to that, it was LaDainian in 2006. There was a stretch where it used to be a lot of – it used to kind of either be a running back or a quarterback award,
mm-hmm.
and now it's just all quarterbacks all the time.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I also – Nate,
the league want to promote the league by the quarterback.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. There's a very good chance the Vegas favorites right now – that Drake May wins MVP, that Mike Vrabel wins Coach of the Year, and that Josh McDaniels wins Assistant Coach of the Year. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe I'm too much of a degen, but all that does is make me really excited to bet against the Patriots once we get to the playoffs. That's just like such a one-sided thing, you know what I mean, and how they're viewed.
Yeah, I would give Coach of the Year to Liam Cohen down in Jacksonville.
I think
so.
That's
turned
fair.
That team around, who had what, 4 wins last season.
Yeah,
and you know, I'll say it. I wrote Trevor Lawrence off. He just struggled nonstop to be accurate and to make the correct throws. And if you turn on the Jags game at any time last year, you would just be like, why is he still starting? He couldn't figure his way out of a paper bag last year, and now the Jags are 12-4. Winning the AFC South and just look unstoppable. So I think you just have to give all the credit to, you know, just getting a really good young head coach in there and righting the ship. Vrabel will get votes, but again, I think strength of schedule might work against him in New England. And I kind of agree with you, JP. It's easy to bet against the team that didn't play anybody in the regular season, but there's nothing that says the Patriots can't continue it because they've just looked so solid all season. But they also, again, they haven't played anybody.
You know, this is the first year where Trevor Lawrence has looked like he did in college, the early years in college.
Right.
They had the 1 year, but he's been running way more, I think, which has really helped him.
He's been accurate with the ball. He just seemed to be having fun now.
Well, and think about it, they drafted Travis Hunter. so high, and he's been shut down for the year. Yeah. Imagine if that offense also had Travis
yeah.
Hunter.
Yeah.
Dude, I think Mike McDonald should be getting a lot more conversation for Coach of the Year. That Seattle team is nasty, dude. And they're doing it with Sam Darnold.
Yeah, and out in Denver, just a great job by Peyton, just, you know, 13-3 Denver Broncos. A lot of good coaches this year, a lot of good teams this year. I've really enjoyed this NFL season, minus the Commanders. It's just been fun to watch, you know, just a bunch of good teams. You still got the Bills going 11-5, and nobody talks about them, you know? So it should be a really exciting playoff season.
It should.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, though, in Washington, it's not. And now they've got this Week 18 finale in Philly. It feels like it's going to be Josh Johnson playing quarterback again. Maybe there's some question who all the Eagles are playing. I mean, Philly's coming off of what is really an impressive team win in Buffalo. Meanwhile, Jalen Hurts.
13-12.
Jalen Hurts, their quarterback, didn't have a completion in the second half.
Yeah, he's had three second half like that this year.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what to make of Philly, dude. And I don't know that we're going to see much of that get tested this week because I don't know who's playing for them or what. I know they're seeding on the, I don't know.
But does it really make a difference who starts for Washington this week?
No. No, it does not. Josh Johnson could get the start. Sam Hartman could get the start. I could get the start. I don't think Sam Hartman can get the start. I don't think so either. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, it could be anybody. It could be you, me, JP, Sam Hartman. It doesn't make a difference. Let's get out of this season. The season has been just catastrophically bad every way you look at it. I don't think, you know, I saw some stat, correct me if I'm wrong, as of last week, we had used 85 of the 90 possible roster slots that you're allotted for the full season. Just so many injuries, so many guys on IR. It's just been bad after bad after bad, every week getting worse. Get us out of this season, and let's just do it again next year, but with healthy guys, with healthy Jaden, with Terry not being held out by Buddy Baker. Just let's get all our ducks in a row, and like let's just get back to what we loved last year.
Yeah, dude, I think, unfortunately, that's kind of been all you could hope for Washington for over a month now. I mean, really, since that Vikings game was such a disaster. Mm-hmm. I do think, you know, a lot of people want to point out the sky is falling and there's not a ton of draft capital, and all that's correct, right? You could spend a lot in free agency. We'll see if they choose to go that path, but they have that option. For me, though, a lot of it
young free agents. Not the old ones.
They got to get younger. Yeah. They got to get faster. But I also think if you get Jaden back healthy and he's dominant like he was last year, it changes everything immediately. You know what I mean? Like, that's the type of player he is. And I feel like too many fans have kind of forgotten that. And I just like to repopulate that he's the reason why, like, everything looked so transformationally different last year.
Yeah, and you have to remember, a good quarterback in this league changes everything so quickly. You look at what Joe Burrow was able to do in Cincinnati. They were bad forever. You know, I think they had two wins the year before Joe Burrow comes in, and then he takes them to the Super Bowl. a good quarterback that we have in Jaden makes a bad roster better, and he makes everybody around him better. Without Jaden, you know, this team was a really bad roster this year because they're still building it. They had assigned slow veterans to plug the gaps, you know, just so they could field an actual NFL team, and it's all falling apart in front of our eyes. And it happens, and we have a lot of salary cap, and we have a new draft class that'll come in. I think, what do we have, 5 picks? I think that's more than enough. You know, we would prefer to have more picks, but 5 new guys and a whole free agency and everybody, you know, developing from this season, probably a new defensive coordinator. You know, there's no reason to be doom and gloom about a team that went to the NFC Championship last season and how good Jaden was last season. I think Jaden should have got way more MVP votes last season. He was so good, and people can't forget that. So, yeah, I don't think it's sky is falling. I do think this team can still be good. And I think Dan Quinn is, you know, he'll be coaching his ass off because he has to, because he's lost a lot of faith in a lot of fans, and probably the front office is scratching their head wondering if
probably
Dan
ownership
Quinn should be
too,
on.
Dude.
Yeah, and so there's a lot to play for next season, but everybody will come back healthy. We will get younger. We will get faster. We will have a new DC. And next season is a huge, 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 you know, sliding door season for this franchise. Which way are we going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Is Jaden the answer? Is Dan Quinn a sustainable head coach in this league? We're going to find out a lot next season.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, with DQ, a lot of the questions, with AP, frankly, a lot of the questions, like, all right, man, you guys – the first year, you guys bought a bunch of scratch-off lottery tickets, and they all hit between 100 to 500 to 1,000 bucks.
And this year, it did what it normally does. You don't hit.
Right. And so I think they have to reassess some of how they were built it and need to nail a couple draft picks, especially you're talking, I don't know, what's this going to be, a top 5, top 7 pick? That's an opportunity for a true blue chipper, somebody that could turn things around,
totally.
Ideally. I did want to get Caps in before we have to let you go. Caps lose last night to Florida, kind of roller coaster up and down still. They've got the Rangers for an early one tomorrow at Cap 1. I imagine that should be a pretty fun game to attend. But they just got smoked by the Rangers. You tend to remain ever the optimist with the Washington Capitals. How you feeling right now?
It's been a bad stretch. we got to be honest. This team is not looking great right now. I think we've lost, 4 out of the last 5 and 7 out of the last 10. It has been bumpy, to say the least. A lot of Caps Twitter wants to make a trade for a center. You can't really deny that this team could use more scoring up front. At the beginning of the season, I couldn't help but sing the praises of how good this team looked. You know, then we went on a stretch of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 straight wins. And now it's kind of, to call this a lull would be understating it. But I do still think this team is very good. I think a piece is missing. I think we need a top 6 center. And I think our GM will be on the horn trying to find this guy that can really just like plug up the offense up front. With losing Dubois has really hurt this team. You know, he kind of was like the glue guy that this team seemed to run around, and now without him, stuff has fallen apart. I can't say I'm thrilled with how the Caps have been playing overall, but it's a long season. We're still 20-14, still 3rd in the Metro. I think the best hockey is yet to come.
I know he had PLD had like a significant injury. Could he be back like in March or so?
Yeah, I think that's the plan, is he'll be back in the spring, but you know, you can't.
That's a long way.
Yeah, exactly. You have to make sure you're winning games until he comes back. And right now I think the Caps could really use a additional scoring threat up front to really shore up the offense, because the defense is great. The goaltending is great, but it's just everything's falling apart at the wrong time right now. You know, we're losing games 5-1, 5-0, 5-2, 7-3. Can't have that.
Nope. Yeah, dude, they're giving up touchdowns at an alarming rate. I wonder, and you would know better than me, how much do you think the condensed schedule is impacting Washington? Just as like a more veteran team, they're playing every other night, and these
yeah,
guys
I thought about
killed
that
themselves.
Too. I generally think it all evens out across the league because everybody's playing it.
Yeah,
but you know, when you have Carlson as your top defenseman and Ovi as your second top goal scorer behind Tom Wilson. It definitely catches up to them. And you know, hockey doesn't really do load management like the NBA. So I do think we have some tired, legs out there. So it's definitely not, it's not great, but I do think, you know, every team is playing the same schedule. Maybe the younger teams have a little bit of a leg up, but they also have less experience than we do. So I think there's a give and take there.
Nate Dogg, thank you for the time, dude. Have a happy new year.
You too, guys. Miss you guys.
All right. Our boy, Barstool Nate. Give him a follow at Barstool Nate. Going to open these phone lines up here. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What have we learned about this Commanders team this season? It hasn't been pretty, but that doesn't mean you can't learn anything. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds, plus you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Man, with that Rood system, that wind has been crazy the last 24 hours. They're saying 50-mile-an-hour gusts. My house stayed nice and cozy. It's because Rood controls the temperature and gives you perfect balance of comfort and performance in your home. Plus, B, you can save a bunch of money. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.